Well, over the weekend, there may finally have been some new movement in the decades-long gridlock over guns. A group of senators announcing they've reached a bipartisan gun safety deal, an agreement backed by at least 20 senators, including 10 Republicans, which could help avoid a filibuster. For more on that, let's bring in Kelsey Snell, NPR congressional correspondent. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi there.
And walk us through the key points of this deal. What does it include?
Well, this kind of is meant to address everything from school safety and mental health to some changes to the
I think we lost Kelsey there for a second.
And I should say it is just a framework, so we don't know the exact details of how this will be structured. It includes money for funding for school-based programs like mental health support, violence prevention, and training for students and educators. There's also money to expand telehealth for mental and behavioral treatment. And there's also investments in children and family mental health services through community health centers. Though I should say mental health experts are very quick to point out that the majority of gun violence is not perpetrated by people with a history of mental illness. Now, moving on to the separate section that is dealing with background checks. This is a question of greater vetting for people who are between the ages of 18 and 21 and seeking to buy guns. There are also changes to the background check system for people who have been convicted of domestic abuse or are subject to restraining orders for domestic abuse. It's closing what's known as the boyfriend loophole, which used to mean, and under current law means that people who have been convicted but are not married partners or former married partners would not have the law apply to them. This would change that. So dating partners would be included in that prohibition.
We'll talk for a second about staying with background checks, this idea of expanding the background checks for those who are under 21. Now, two of the recent shooters were both under 21,
right,
and they were 18. And the criticism has been 18-year-olds may be too young to have a criminal record or even a record of mental health care. So, you know, for people who might be skeptical, what does this enhanced background check mean for young people? Why is it considered tougher?
Well, this would provide the opportunity to unseal juvenile records that are in under current law not accessible by the background check system. This means that, as you mentioned, people who are younger are unlikely to have an adult criminal record. It would mean that the vetting process for a younger potential gun purchaser would go deeper into their background and their history. It could also potentially have information about any interactions that a young person had with a mental health professional who could assess whether or not that person is potentially going to be a harm to themselves or others. All information that the background check system simply doesn't have access to at this moment.
Well, and it could potentially, do we understand, take more time to do this expanded background check, which in some cases might allow people to find someone who's sent a text or been on social media saying what they're going to do.
Well, that would be that section, and I should have mentioned this earlier, would apply to red flag laws. So now this would not necessarily extend the background check system. It would just, you know, or the background check process. This would simply just apply existing background check goals to younger purchasers. Now, there is a separate section about red flag laws, and there is money to encourage states to pass these so-called red flag laws that would allow people in a gun owner's life to petition to have the guns taken away. Now, often that means that a police officer or some other law enforcement official needs to become involved, petition a court, and then there would be a hearing and due process to have the guns removed from the person who could potentially cause harm. Now, that is a very separate process than the vetting through the existing NICS system, which is the background check system that is currently in place.
Well, some safety advocates, gun safety advocates, are furious the bill doesn't have, you know, a higher age for young people to purchase a semi-automatic or a ban, an outright reinstitution of the ban on assault weapons. But this is the first major bipartisan agreement on guns in a long time, something Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut pointed out on Morning Edition. Let's listen.
This framework of principles and proposals is a 30-year breakthrough in attracting a significant number of Republicans and Democrats together. It's broad, bipartisan, so momentum is on our side.
But briefly, Kelsey, it's early days. We don't know everything that happened in Uvalde and Buffalo, but is it thought that anything in this bill could have stopped those shooters?
Well, that is the goal of this specific legislation or legislation to be, is lawmakers said they set out to try to pass things that would be closely tailored to the circumstances of particularly the shooting in Uvalde. Yeah. They wanted to pass things that they believed could actually address the circumstances that brought the shooter to a place where he had the gun and could execute that horrible tragedy.
Yeah.
I will say that many gun groups, including Every Town for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action, support the bill.
Okay. Kelsey Snell, thank you.